Hello, America. I want to talk to you about a friend of mine named Rod Eccles. You see, Rod's made a career out of kicking ass, and you want to know why? Because that's what Americans do. We don't talk pretty, and every now and then we step on a few toes. I'm okay with it, and I'm willing to bet you are too. I think we're ready for a healthy dose of truth, justice, and the American way. That's why I tune into Rod weekdays 9 to noon, and I pray to God you'll join me. So together, we can get back to making America great.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Fastest 3 hours of internet talk radio is right here, powered by Zinc Media Arts, and I am your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio once again, located somewhere in the great Granite State of New Hampshire. Here it is on Hump Day Wednesday, August number 15, halfway through the month of August already, which gives you about 3 weekends left of summer, folks. So whatever you had wanted to do during the warmer months, you better get to it, because some of you got less than that. School gets going again, and depending on what college or public school you go to, you may only have a week left. There are some school districts that actually start school. I mean, it's late, like on a Wednesday or a Thursday, but, you know, in the third week of August, not just the fourth week or last week of August. But a growing number of I don't know about in the southern climes, but a growing number of school districts in the northern climes, because of all the snow, thanks to global warming, there have been over the past decade or so, a lot of districts have gone to an earlier start time in order to make up for the potential of snow days. And they're opting to start early instead of ending late. I don't know. I would think that people would probably start later and end later, especially in the northern climes, because, you know, early June is still kind of kind of weather. It's not in many places, it's still not exactly summer yet, where August is usually pretty much still full on summer. In a way, it kind of prepares kids for the real world, because, you know, one of the worst things in life when you become an adult and you do this, as millennials call it, adulting thing, is that you have to be inside working when it's a beautiful day outside and it's the middle of July or August. Yeah, that doesn't seem to be fair, but that's what happens, and I think kids get an early lesson on that when they have to sit in the classroom when the weather is absolutely gorgeous outside and they'd rather be outside playing. But they've got to do the, the childing thing? Will that do it? Childing? Well, if it's adulting, why can't it be childing? In any case, here we go again. Twitter. There's something about Twitter, by the way, that really gets my goat in their so-called terms of service. One of the things that they did to Alex Jones, now they haven't totally blocked him yet. Yet. It's coming. Because Alex Jones is Alex Jones. He's going to remain Alex Jones. And him being who he is going to get him banned. Now, believe it or not, they are treading lightly, but they're setting it up. Because the one thing that I have learned from leftists is they don't want to appear to be the bad guy. Even when they are. They will try to make it look like it's somebody else's fault. Now, here's what I mean in Twitter's case. They have limited, now I don't know what limiting means in the Twitter realm. They've limited his accounts on Twitter. Now, I don't know if he can still post or if he has to have his post approved. I've never experienced that, but I have experienced this part. When Twitter puts the onus on you, and by that I mean they will lock your account, tell you that you violated their terms of service with, you know, one or more tweets, and they will force you to delete that offending tweet. They will not unlock your account until you do so. Now, they don't have the balls to just say you this tweet violated and offended our terms of service. We deleted it. They don't do that. Because then if you delete it, then Twitter can say, well, see, they deleted it. We told them it was a bad tweet. They knew it was bad, and they deleted it. The onus is off of them, and it's on you. It's a sneaky little trick, but I'm on to it. Because I've had them do that to me. Now, this tweet has violated our terms of service. You must delete it. They don't ask you. They tell you, you must delete it. I'm like, well, I'm not. You don't like the tweet, delete it. Well, I can't access my account until I delete it. Now, I wanted to see. Now, I let it go for 2 days. Last time they did it to me, I let it go for 2 days. See how long they let this go for. 2 days, I couldn't access my account. You're like, this is ridiculous. So they will force you to delete it, and then they can say, well, he deleted the tweet. Or she deleted the tweet. So it's not on us. We told them it was, you know, running afoul of our terms of service, but they deleted it. So they can't take the blame officially. But the reality is, they are to blame. And it's a game that leftists often play to try to put the onus back on somebody else so they're not viewed as a bad guy. So Jack Dorsey and his Twitter team can say, well, you know, it's not our fault that he deleted it. He deleted it. We just told him it was a bad tweet. And Facebook used to do the same thing, by the way. There are a number of people that have said, yeah, Facebook, you know, they locked me out until I deleted this post. Well, this is what leftists do all the time. It's not anything new, folks. I mean, some people may say, well, Twitter's doing something new. No, this is not new from leftists. It is nothing new. So be prepared for that. Folks, if you do not have... If you want to stay a part of social media, and trust me when I say this. Now, there are a lot of people that have just gotten off social media completely. They don't really be bothered with it anymore. But there are a lot of people that find it useful or they like it. They like the interaction. I do. It can be fun. But if you want to stay a part of social media and you are right of center and you have some strong opinions of your own, you had better have an alternate account on a different social media platform. And you better start building up your following and your followers on another platform. Because, frankly, it is coming down to the point where there is going to be two sides of the political aisle, even in social media. Now, I know I've said this before about they used to advertise and promote that they were open. You know, it was false advertising. I get it. But remember, you don't own those platforms. So if they want to change their terms of service, they're completely capable and free to do that. And, you know, we're free to bitch about it and complain about it, as I do too. But understand, you don't own the platform. And you need, if you want to be a part of social media, you need to find alternative sources. Now, I know Gab has now pretty much unofficially become the alternate to Twitter. And it's growing. It's probably should be growing faster than it is, but it is growing. And the problem is that they really don't have a marketing budget. So there's a lot of times people don't know Gab. There's still a lot of people that don't know Gab exists, which is really strange in my book, but they don't know. And when people usually find out, they at least check it out, and many of them get an account over there. And many of us have dual accounts. You know, I still have a Twitter and Gab account. Now, people are confused, however, when it comes to an alternate Facebook. And there are a couple of viable alternatives. I mean, I was turned on to Minds.com, M-I-N-D-S.com. And there's WeMe.com. Although, I understand when people say that WeMe is a little too different from what they're used to. It is. I mean, it's a Facebook-like platform, but it is nothing like Facebook when it comes to the actual operation and how you deal with your account, what you can do with it, and that type of thing. It's not like Facebook. Obviously there are some similarities in layout and style, but that's just because there's just only so many ways you can lay something out for this type of a platform. So there are some small similarities there, but how it actually operates and of course, you know, the freedom to say what you want to say is a lot different from Facebook. And that throws some people off. So they're not comfortable with it. I get it. Minds.com, now I haven't signed up for an account over there yet. I'm still looking at it. But I understand that it is a good alternative to Facebook as well. So you need to have these alternatives. Is there an alternative to LinkedIn? Well, generally speaking, LinkedIn usually doesn't get very political. It's a business platform, basically. And there isn't a whole hell of a lot of political fighting going on over on LinkedIn. So is there an alternative to LinkedIn? Yeah, I'm sure there are. There are various ones. Right now, LinkedIn is not a problem. The big problems are, well, of course, obviously, there's YouTube, and there's a plethora of very viable, solid, good YouTube alternatives. And no, I'm not including Vimeo in that, because I've had a couple of my videos on Vimeo taken down as well. But there's a bunch of them out there. I mean, there's BitChute. By the way, I do believe that Minds.com also works on a sort of blockchain type of system, much like BitChute does, which means it's not as centralized like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. So there's a lot less censorship that is able to happen on BitChute. But understand that corporate censorship is happening, folks. It's happening right now. And they're taking their orders from government. I mean, who's got a bigger hammer to swing? Mark Zuckerberg or a state or federal agency? Well, a state or federal agency. And if the social media giants like Google, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, if they do not want to be regulated in a way they do not like, they will have to capitulate. That is what is happening. So it's kind of like, you know, when your boss comes down hard at you at work. Well, it is most likely the case because his boss came down hard on him. So, is Facebook and Twitter coming down hard on a lot of people, especially if they're right leaning, and now if you're too far left? Yes, but why? Because government agencies are coming down hard on them. And if you don't believe me, why the hell would they bring Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg to Congress to testify before them? Now, you may think, well, yeah, but the Republicans lit into him. Yeah, they did. But let me tell you, behind the scenes, you still got a bunch of leftists running a lot of these governmental agencies, and they're coming down on him. And they're telling him, look, Zuck, man, I know that you say that you think regulation is good, but we are going to regulate you in a way that even you're not going to like if you don't do something. I guarantee to you that is what is being said behind closed doors. And it's the same thing that's happening to Jack. Every time, now, by the way, just in Jack Dorsey's defense a little bit here, the kind of pressure that that man is, every time I see him, he always looks completely exhausted. And I know he's getting all kinds of pressure from people that should not be pressuring him. Government. That's why it's so important. All elections are so important, people. Every single one. Even at your local level, I don't care if the only thing that's being voted on that particular day is for dog catcher. You've got to get your ass out of your house, out of your office, out of your car, and you got to go and vote. Because like Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. It starts at your local level. Because oftentimes those local people, as a promotion, they think, they move up to higher levels. You know, your local county legislator might decide, well, you know what, I'm going to run for mayor, or I'm going to run for state legislator, or I'm going to run for governor. And then those people, they get into those positions, they think, oh, yeah, you know what, now I can run for federal office. I can be a congressman or a senator, or God forbid, even president. It all starts locally. It is rare that you get somebody like Donald Trump that comes out of nowhere to run for a top office like that. They usually start small. And you've got to get them early. Because once they get rolling and they start building that political capital and they start getting that political party support, it becomes very difficult to stop them. So you got to get out in those early elections and those local elections, as well as the national, the state and national ones. You can't sit at home. If there was ever a time, there's never been a time, but if there's ever been a time to be lax on your civic duty of voting, this is definitely not the time. Now, even though there is, well, I can't say there's no blood being spilled because, you know, obviously, I even got a story here. Some guy at going to a punk rock concert. The lead singer of the punk rock group jumped off the stage and attacked a fan who was wearing a Trump t-shirt. These people are rabid. They're rabid dogs. Now, I don't know of any other time in our nation's history where somebody could wear a t-shirt or a baseball cap and get the piss beat out of them for it. This, if you're thinking that, you know, we're on the verge of a civil war, we're already in one, folks. Right now, it's just fairly polite. To have a music artist on stage interrupt his concert so he can pummel a fan, somebody who paid to get into his damn concert. Now, I bet you the fan didn't know what the politics of the band was. But you should not expect to have to defend yourself simply because you're wearing a shirt or a hat with something on it that somebody else doesn't like. Great, you don't agree with me? Let's take the fight to the ballot box. It should not be a fight in the streets. But these people are trying to divide and conquer this nation like I have never seen before since 1860. Now, understand it. This is serious business now. You cannot afford to not vote every single possible time you can. Might I, and I can't believe I have to add this, legally. It's an amazing thing that's happening out there, folks. Amazing. And you got to be aware of all this stuff. And got a story here that's, and when it comes to educating your youngsters, please, for the love of God, if you're not going to run for your school board or be highly active in your school politics, I know it's kind of funny to say that, but yeah, school boards are highly political. Again, local, very local elections. But oh, so important. School boards. Run for your school board. If that's the only political thing that you ever do in your entire life, do that. Because it is so important. The story out of Kansas City. Kansas City school boys and girls. This is out of the Kansas City Star. Kansas City Area District Schools. If you're in Kansas City, your little boys and girls are going to be going to school with gender-shared, gender-neutral bathrooms. Yes, no more separate restrooms for boys and girls with rows of feet showing stalls. The North Kansas City School District is going fully gender-neutral at two elementary schools. These are newly built schools. And they open on Wednesday. As in today. As well as in a few renovated schools, restrooms in the North Kansas City High School and in the sixth grade centers will now be high school. Now, you may say it's all cute and innocent for little boys and girls, you know, first, second grade. They don't really care. High school is now going gender neutral. Can anybody see any problems with this? I mean, how do they not think that there's not going to be problems? Of course there's going to be problems. But this is part and parcel for this new wave of parenting that the millennials are utilizing for their younger youngsters and letting them decide what gender they are. Well, if you're going to let your kid decide what gender he is, well, you can't have a boys and girls bathroom, can you? It's got to be all one beautiful, happy, you know, human relief center. It is idiotic, but it just goes to show what's going on in your public schools. Because it goes far beyond gender-neutral bathrooms. Because now the faux pas, you know, is boys can play girls on girls' teams simply because they think or say, well, I'm a girl. Now, you can say you're a girl, but we know that there are physical and mental differences between boys and girls. And it becomes really apparent after puberty. Now, you may say that girls and boys are pretty equal up until puberty. And physically speaking, you'd be accurate. But even at the youngest possible age, even when personalities are developing, there is a significant difference between the mental abilities and thought processes of girls and boys. Yeah, it has a lot to do with hormones and chemicals. You know, boys are naturally more aggressive than girls. Sure, there are a few outliers, But generally speaking, boys are more naturally more aggressive than girls. And they've done these experiments. Boys, without being taught, often gravitate towards more manly or boyish things, where girls often gravitate towards more girlish or womanly things. But they want to disrupt that and say that everybody's the same, and we're not. So a high school boy is going to be faster and stronger in general than a high school girl. Even if that boy thinks he's a girl. He's still a boy. But they want to confuse the issue. And that's how you get a governor candidate, gubernatorial candidate in Vermont, who thinks he's a woman.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
That brings us to, and tango is a very celebratory type of dance, and of course that brings us to the morning's, or this day's, holidays. Yes, the holidays for August number 15 are thus. It is Assumption of Mary Day for various Catholic and Catholic-like denominations. I think that would be, you know, things like, when I say Catholic-like, the Protestant versions of Catholicism, like Methodists, and certain Baptist denominations where they have bishops and cardinals and stuff like that. So it is Assumption Day, Assumption of Mary Day. It is also National Failures Day. Yes, National Failures Day is a day dedicated to explaining, I guess, and examining past big failures, and using them to help us prevent future disasters. You know, like, well, like when a ship sinks or something. Why did the ship sink? Captain failure, ship failure, metal failure, whatever. You know, buildings come crashing down, or cranes, like in New York City, we had a spat there where like two or three cranes fell down. Why? That type of thing. National Failures Day. It's also a holiday that is probably on the outs, and that is I Love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day. I'm sure the way things are going, it will soon be called Cow Person Day. Or I'm not even sure they're going to be able to keep the part of the word cow in it, because it might be, you know, disrespectful to cows. By the way, this whole notion of cowgirls, that is a late 20th century incarnation. There were, it was rare to have a female ranch hand on a horse. And there's good reason for that, simply because of what cowboys did. You know, they had to drive cattle, you know, oftentimes hundreds of miles, and it took them days or weeks to get the cattle to a train station or transport station. Which means that they had to camp in the open range for weeks at a time. You know, anybody remember Brokeback Mountain? Yeah, well, can you imagine if there was a woman, in the group of men? Yeah, that probably wouldn't go very well. So they were extremely rare. To have this whole notion that there were cowgirls is not very accurate in true history. But in any case, It is I Love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day today. It is also another friend day. It's National Best Friends Day. Now, we've had a number of these friend days. I mean, that's good, I suppose, but it's an awful lot of days celebrating friendship. It's also National Leathercraft Day. Pretty self-explanatory. And it is National Relaxation Day. Again, pretty middle of the week, though. It should be on a weekend. Again, pretty explanatory. And it is National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. You know, I haven't had a good lemon meringue pie in some time now. I think the last one I had, it was awful. It's not easy to make a good lemon meringue pie. I can't bake one. A good one, anyway. There's a lot of parts that go into a good lemon meringue pie, including properly baking the damn thing. That is usually where most people usually get wrong with it. They can get the ingredients right. They can get whipping up the meringue right. But it's the baking part that really can screw it up. And that's where most people get it wrong, is in the baking part. But National Lemon Meringue Pie Day is today. It is also National Medical Dosimetrist Day. And I know you're probably thinking, what the hell is a dosimetrist? D-O-S-I-M-E-T-R-I-S-T. Well, this is what the American Association of Medical Dosimetrists say it is. The medical dosimetrist is a member of the radiation oncology team who has knowledge of the overall characteristics and clinical relevance of radiation oncology treatment machines and equipment. They are cognizant of procedures commonly used in brachytherapy and has the education and expertise necessary to generate radiation dose distributions and dose calculations in calibration with the medical physician, and radiation oncologist. So they deal a lot with cancer treatments and other treatments that deal with radiation for other diseases. That's what they are. And it's a growing profession, by the way, which is actually kind of sad when you think about it. And you can, you know, after going to school, you can figure starting out making a decent above average salary somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 grand. But that's true for a lot of medical and quasi-medical positions. They're pretty highly paid, even starting out. It's just the way the industry is. Nothing wrong with it. Not disparaging at all, but that's what it is. You're helping patients who have certain types of diseases that radiation is used as at least part of the treatment for either controlling or curing that disease. It is also, finally today, Nicholas Chauvin Day. Yeah, so it was an actual person. Now, who the hell is Nicholas Chauvin, and why does he get his own day? Well, Nicholas Chauvin is a legendary, possibly apocryphal French soldier and French patriot who is supposed to have served in the First Army of the French Republic and subsequently in the La Grande Armée of Napoleon. His name is the eponym of chauvinism. Originally, this was a term used for excessive nationalistic fervor, but then later came to refer to any form of bigotry or bias, specifically pointing to the term male chauvinist or male chauvinism. So, if you are an American that has a subsequent apocryphal belief in your own culture, like Americanism, then you are an American chauvinist. I'm surprised that they haven't left hasn't used that term on us yet, honestly. I'm surprised they haven't used it on Trump. Now, I don't think they've actually called Trump a male chauvinist. They call him misogynist and a rapist for having, you know, consensual sex with a porn star. But I don't think they've called him a chauvinist yet. Give him time, though. They'll probably listen to somebody and will leftists will listen to the show and get that notion and think, yeah, Trump's a chauvinist. But in any case, those are your holidays for today, August number 15. Now, go and celebrate responsibly. Buddhists. A Buddhist monk. Now, if there is... We've got a new spat of cases. Now, what is it? In Pennsylvania, New Jersey, some over 100 priests have been accused of sodomizing and raping over 1,000 kids over a period of time. This is never ending. I'm going to say something here, and people are going to think I'm Catholic bashing, and I'm not. I'm just telling the historical truth. The problem, but it's not just Catholics, and this next story is obvious that it's not just Catholic priests who are getting involved with children. But it's not just Catholics. But the Catholic Church in particular has a problem because they have this notion that priests must be celibate and single. That's not actually biblical. And a lot of Catholics don't know this. And when I tell them this, they say, no, you're wrong. I say, go look it up. And then they come back to me and tell me that, wow, you're right. The reason that priests in the Catholic Church must be celibate and single to this day is because back during the Dark Ages, when the church was acquiring land everywhere, in many countries and places, because of the style of governance that was in place, that if you were married, you owned the property that you lived on. This included the church property. And if the church had a married priest, well, the priest was considered to be the owner of the church property. And if the priest died before the wife did, the wife would inherit the property. And then the wife could do whatever she wanted with the property. Now, usually back in those days, a widow would seek to remarry. And she could remarry anyone. And therefore, the property would then become his property, the new husband, and he could remove it from the church, the Catholic Church, altogether. It was a way for them to protect their land holdings. And then it became a tradition, and that's where we stand today. There is no biblical reference for a priest to be celibate or single. As a matter of fact, it's probably just the opposite when God commanded his children, his people, to go and proliferate. So that is the problem with the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's up for them to decide. But understand, it is not from a biblical standpoint that this tradition in the Catholic Church has come about. And this has invited a number of people with, shall we say, alternate intentions to come into the priesthood. When there are, and this is why the Methodists, one of the reasons why the Methodists split from the Catholic Church, even though they keep a lot of the same Catholic traditions, one of the things that a Methodist priest can do is what? Get married. And because you can get good, solid, regular guys who can get married, the Methodist Church doesn't have nearly the percentage of a problem as the Catholic Church does in this regard. So that's something that a lot of Catholics have asked various popes, it's not just this pope, but various popes, to change that. And they've resisted, simply out of tradition. I don't see that ending anytime soon, by the way. But again, this is not bashing Catholics in any way, because Catholics are not the only ones that have this problem. You know, we've had some Baptists, First Baptist and Southern Baptist ministers who've been caught doing this sort of thing. So it's, and if you think that anybody would not do it, it would be Southern Baptists. But yeah, There, you know, we've had stories of that happening. So it's not just a Catholic problem. And it's not, although the vast majority of sexual victims have been boys, male, they're not all boys. In fact, in some off the top of my head, some of the Southern Baptist problems were not with boys. They were with raping of girls. So, you know, pedophilia is alive and well, even in the Christian church, unfortunately. But it's not just the Christian church, evidently. Because here is a story out of Reuters. A Buddhist monk in China resigns after sexual misconduct allegations. No, I mean, there are just some people that you would never, ever believe would get into this kind of trouble. A Buddhist monk is one of them. But evidently, one of China's highest-ranking Buddhist monks has quit as the head of the country's Buddhist association after facing a government investigation over sexual misconduct. And yet we seem to think that it's okay to let boys and girls who are just starting to figure out who they are sexually to get together in restrooms by themselves. We seem to think it's okay to let little children under the age of 5 decide what gender they're going to be. And we wonder why we get people screwed up when they become adults that believe that that a man can be a woman or a woman can be a man in reality, or that they can do whatever they want to whoever they want sexually, even to the point of renaming a terrible disorder called pedophilia and trying to make it normal and give it a normal name like pedosexual. So is it any surprise that at some point this sort of thing would bleed into otherwise often thought safe areas like Buddhism? Now, evidently, according to the story and a couple of others that I read, this seems to be an emerging problem among Buddhists. Buddhists, again, they're supposed to, what, deny the urges of the flesh in order to reach enlightenment, right? But that's kind of ignoring your physiological needs. Plain and simple. So there, we got a lot. And this is a worldwide problem, obviously. This is not, I mean, the Muslims have this problem. In fact, you know, Muslims give the black community, the meaning on the down low. The Muslims give it a whole new meaning when it comes down, because there's this thing in the black community called on the down low where black men go and have sex with, you know, they're supposed to be straight black men, and they go have sex with other men, usually other black men. And that was becoming a big problem because women were ending up with sexually transmitted diseases who were married. And they were trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And this is when this whole thing came to light about being on the down low. Well, Muslims sort of do the same thing. They throw gay men off the roofs of buildings in order to kill them, but yet and still, there's a lot of even Muslim leaders and imams on the down low will have sex with kids, boys, not just girls, boys. It's huge. And there's I forget the term, but there's a term for that too. And there's a huge sex trafficking industry in Afghanistan and Pakistan for this. There are these secretive clubs that are well protected. Why? Because the local imam either knows about it or is part of it, as well as the local police chieftains know about it or are in on it and participate. And they have what they call these dancing boys, sometimes as young as 10 years old. And they usually are not kidnapped, by the way. Their parents are paid for them. And of course, in many communities where, you know, families can be large and they have very little money, and we're going to take care of your son. We're going to teach him a skill, and parents buy into it and say, give him a better life. And there he goes. And next thing you know, he's learning how to dance for men sexually. That's Middle East, folks. Well, Afghanistan and Pakistan is not exactly Middle East, but they're very Muslim based countries. And that's, people can twist religion it doesn't matter what your religion is, obviously. They can twist it and use their positions in that religion to do some awful things. They always have, and they always will. That's part of human civilization. Got another story here about, let me see, do I have time to cover this one thoroughly? Media, mainstream media. I'll have to bring to you the Apple thing tomorrow. Mainstream media. Now, we know that tomorrow, I think, is the day that they're supposed to be in. Now, the number of newspapers that have agreed to attack President Trump in a coordinated editorial attack that's supposed to happen tomorrow, I do believe, is now over 200. Yes, over 200 are now going. You are going to see a plethora of editorials and probably new front page news stories. Now, you better believe that a lot of these editorials are going to end up on the front page of a number of news publications across the country. We got well over 200 now. So, is there any doubt that the media is biased? Any doubt whatsoever? No. But they're going to do a number of things in attacking President Trump, including trying to rewrite history to credit Obama for the current American economic resurgence and for the start of peace talks with North Korea. Yeah, they're rewriting history to give Obama the credit for all of this, not Trump, especially on the economy. Yeah, and trust me, you're going to see this in some of these editorials tomorrow. That is not Trump, because Trump is a bombastic idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. He should go back to just building, you know, office towers and expensive high rises and things, because he doesn't know what he's doing politically, and he should leave it to the professionals. And we need to get rid of him because he's just an idiot. He's just a jerk. He's embarrassing us worldwide, as if Obama wasn't a worldwide embarrassment. And nobody likes him. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Even though you have all these world leaders, you know, in their own countries. And even when they come here, praise Donald Trump. We love this guy. And even when you get countries that want and oftentimes elect their own version of Donald Trump, you know, nobody likes Donald Trump. They all hate him. Everybody everywhere. Can't stand him. Well, the only people that don't like him are members of the worldwide swamp and leftists. They're the only ones that don't like him. When it stands for nationalism, no matter what country you're in, because Donald Trump has said it. Look, you know, France should do what's best for France. Italy should do what's best for Italy. Hungary should do what's best for Hungary. And America should do what's best for America. But nobody likes him, though, because he goes around and tells them, hey, you know, you people are great. You know, French people are great. You should be proud to be French. Oh, French hate him for that, right? Isn't that what we're told? So you're going to see a lot of this tomorrow, folks. Don't doubt me on that. So you're going to see a lot of this stuff come to play. Rewriting, you're going to see more and more of the rewriting of history to try to give credit to Obama. By the way, Chicagoans, blacks in Chicago, still don't want Obama to build his library. Oh yeah, I don't know. They're not going to be able to stop it, but they're ratcheting up, you know, opposition to this thing like you would not believe. But in any case, do not, when you see this stuff, do not despair, folks. I'm telling you right now, do not despair when you see them trying to give credit to Obama when all the credit is due to Donald Trump. It is simply because they have nothing left on Trump. They don't. They don't have anything left. They've shot everything that they had at it. And now they're using Amarosa. I mean, this is scraping the bottom of the barrel. Amarosa, basically, if these tapes are real, she's admittedly broken the law. And so has somebody else. If she didn't do it herself, if she got the tapes from somebody else broke a big federal law. So there you have it. But look for those editorials tomorrow, folks. And as far as the rest of the day is concerned, well, today, for now, we're out of time. But we will be back here for Thursday, so tune in for that. And I'll cover some stuff I couldn't get to today. Until then, have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully it's sunny where you are. Until then, I'm Rod Eccles. I'm out.